Today we'll be'ez Hashem learn Daf Tes of Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. Some of the topics we're learning about today include the concept of Meisifim Ochel al HaKadosh and the sources from where we learn this from the Torah, the laws of Yevil and various halachas related to this, including what mitzvahs trigger the Kedusha of the Yevil year, the laws of Erla and Shemitah, and when in the calendar do we begin counting these years. Some of the key topics and concepts that we're learning about include Meisifim Ochel al HaKadosh. It is a mitzvah to add time onto a holy day, such as Shabbos or Yom Tov, by ushering it in the day earlier and ending it later. Shemitah, it is prohibited to work the land every seventh year, as described in the Torah in Parshas Bahar. Produce that grows during the seventh year is holy b'kedusha shvias. The produce of the Shemitah year is also considered hefker, and anyone may come into any field and pick the produce from the field with the intention of eating it. Yovel, the year after seven Shemitah cycles of 7 years each is called the Yovel year. At the start of the Yevil year, all Jewish slaves are set free, and all properties that were sold since the previous Yevil year are returned from the original owners. On Yom Kippurim of the Yevil year, Beis Din blows a shofar to proclaim that the time has come to set free all of the slaves. Mikra Nidrash Lefanav V'loy Lefnei Fanav. When expounding a passage that appears in the Pasuk, it may be assumed to qualify that which was discussed immediately preceding it, but not that which was discussed prior to that.